Monologuist, humorist and storyteller James Judd, headliner of NPR's Snap Judgment, has single-handedly ruined more than half a dozen good jobs, and counting, in industries ranging from journalism to law. Judd is a performer whose comic tales crowd the stage with hilarious characters and situations. Often compared to David Sedaris, Judd connects with audiences as he shares stories classified as spectacular public embarrassments and utter failures. However humiliating, they affirm that part of being human is telling the stories that have happened to us, emphasizing that even in the face of failure, it's getting up and moving forward that matters. James Judd will be bringing his The Now I Know show to the Community Arts Centre in Williamsport on Saturday, April the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. I had a chance to speak by phone to James Judd, and I asked him how he got started as a storyteller.
I was a member of the Groundlings Theatre in my early 20s, and then because I thought that the director didn't like me and I wanted her to pay more attention to me, I went and auditioned in an open mic call at the Hollywood Improv stand-up comedy club down the street. I mean, I've never even been in a comedy club. I don't have any kind of act at all. But I got up there for 3 minutes, and at the end of the day, they hired me, and I became one of the new faces of the Hollywood Improv, and I left the Groundlings and was like, ha, I'm going to be a stand-up. But I hated stand-up comedy. Fortunately or unfortunately, I was fairly successful at it, and then I did that for a while, and then was I turned 30, and I was like, well, I'm 30. I guess I'm going to go to law school. And so I moved to New Hampshire and became a criminal defense attorney. Then I moved back to California and just was like, I need a creative outlet. So I decided to tell stories. And I put up a storytelling show in San Francisco once a week called Seven Sins. And I had people, all different kinds of people, come and tell stories. And each one was based on one of the seven deadly sins. And that ended up running forever. And then it's slowly sort of became a career.
What's great about storytelling? What makes it different?
I think what the advantage that storytelling has, certainly over being a lawyer, is although being in a courtroom was very like being on stage. You're the center of attention, you're commanding the room, you are speaking, but rarely does anybody laugh, and certainly they almost never applaud. That right there really sets it apart. Also, a lot of stuff in the courtroom happens in the morning, and you know, stand-up or storytelling is usually at night, and I'm a night person, so it's just a better fit. But also, the advantages it has over something like stand-up is that stand-up really exists today to sell X number of drinks times Y number of people over Z number of minutes, or I don't know, I cheated my way to a C in high school algebra, but it's just sort of that, you know, we're not selling drinks. The purpose of being there is not necessarily commerce. It's really about sharing a human experience. I know that sounds goofy, but and yoga-y, but that isn't really what it is.
You're coming to Williamsport, to the Community Arts Center. Do you have an idea of what you'll be doing? Do you glean from what's happening now?
Maybe I'll see whatever is happening right at that moment and then put a little something in there in the beginning and the end. But otherwise, I put together my favorite stories that I like to perform together with a great backing band, and I'm just going to get up there and share the funniest stories that I have and make sure everybody leaves exhausted from laughing. Well, I do want people to know that this show is very uplifting. I think that to a lot of people who see it, they think of it as a stand-up show. But it really is, you know, storytelling. Each story has an arc and it comes to a conclusion. The whole thing sort of equals more than the sum of its parts. But it's not a political show that they're going to come and have to worry about, you know, what kind of politics are going to be thrown at them. And it's not a show where I pick on anybody in the audience. My comedy is almost always all about me. And my stories in the show are autobiographical stories about me and about my great disasters and how you recover from that. And I do think that people leave the show feeling very uplifted, and I hope that the people of Williamsport will leave feeling better about their own lives when they leave the show.
James Judd speaking about his upcoming show in Williamsport. Judd's The Now I Know show will play at the Community Arts Centre on West 4th Street in Williamsport on Saturday, April the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets to the show by calling 570-326-2424 or go online to www.caclive.com. Thank you to storyteller James Judd.
And thank you to WVIA's Fiona Powell, who is herself a storyteller.